No, you don't sound that bad. You sound loaded. This is Boston Politics.
You want to talk back? You in the right place. So take a step back before I get all up in your face. I know you got your little views, you know I got mine. But there's like 50 other dudes holding on the phone line. Your voice will be heard, sir.
Next caller, please.
And if I don't concur, we can agree to disagree.
We're talking fantasy sports and politics. Fantasy sports and politics. Fantasy sports and politics. Fantasy sports.
It's about that time.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? We've been talking about this all summer long. We've been talking about this completely every show since the Super Bowl and all that other stuff. It's time to do one of our money leagues that we prep for and that we tell you about.
Put up a shut up.
Without further ado, I got to do this to get in the mood.
Go! Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor, not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Stack defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat with the sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do our live draft today on the air. Me, Jerry, Rick, I don't think Rick's going to call in, but we just completed one earlier. We're going to talk about that one in the next 30 minutes. But we'll see, old man. Basically, our draft that we're going to do live on the air begins at 1:30 Eastern. So for the next 30 minutes, we're going to talk about the previous draft and a few other things. But during the draft, we're going to give you play-by-play as to who is getting picked and give our thoughts on it. We're going to try our best not to talk about who should be getting picked next or whatever, because that's a bone of contention that I just had with Jerry and us. We're going to talk about it. He royally screwed me out of a player that I
Stop.
Had lined up, and he's a jerk.
Stop.
It's okay. And I believe we got my cousin on the line. But right now, I just want to let you guys know, if you want to listen in or chime in the conversation, you can dial 347. Again, that's 347-637-3220. And for all those novice out there, I do not recommend doing this. I do not recommend drafting while you're holding your podcast or your show. You have to be a very special person to do this because you got to concentrate on what's going on your show as well as what's going on in the draft room. It's not easy to do. JT and I are very good at it. Was this the fourth or third year we've done this, Jerry?
Yeah,
that
absolutely.
We drafted live?
Yeah. Absolutely. At least three. 3 years we've
yeah.
been doing this.
So yep. it's not an easy thing to do. I'm just letting you guys know that if you try it, you might get a little disappointed. But right now, I'm looking at the draft room. Jerry's in there. I'm in there. Don Sandy's in there.
Number one pick.
Yeah, number one pick. We're going to talk about that in a second. But let me bring my cousin in here real quick. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
What's up, man?
Mikhail, what's happening, my man?
Man, I am just so ecstatic over here. Tim Tebow has been cut and released from the pick. I'm so happy.
Yes.
He's just an abomination of a football player, and I'm just glad
yes.
he got up out.
Well, he's not the only one. He's not the only one that was cut. The big cuts as of today were Tim Tebow, Vince Young, and Jimmy Clausen out of Carolina. And we
really?
Can talk
Vince
about
Young
that.
Got Vince Young got cut?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Vince Young got cut as well.
Yeah. You didn't know he was going to get cut?
No, I thought he had made the team.
On. Well, everybody thought he made the team because they cut the other kid. But they're going to pick somebody up off of the waiver wire, or they have somebody in mind to back up Aaron Rodgers. Because right now they don't have a backup for him.
Right.
And that probably would not be a good thing if something happens to Rodgers. But let's talk real quick, Jerry, about this previous draft you just had. We'll let Michael, he's impartial. Let's see what he thinks. First of all, ladies and gentlemen, I'm in an area where I don't always have internet access, so I'm not going to be able to get to my computer all the time, but that makes no excuse because I pre-rank my players. So I missed, like, what, the first three rounds, Jerry? First four. Yeah, I missed the first four. Within that first four picks, I got a player that's injured, and, you know, that's fine because that player has a chance to be back, so I put him on my IR. But what I want to talk about is what Jerry did. We can talk about teams in a second. But we're going to talk about what Jerry did. I'm about to tell Mike, and I'm going to tell the listeners out there.
Oh, boy. Wait a minute. Let me set this up first. Before you go there,
wow.
I want you to go to the bathroom or to the top of your sink or wherever you have your tissue and hold it in your hand when you start crying, because this is what you're just about to start crying. So go right ahead.
If that's the way you feel, we'll discuss this. Here's the situation, ladies and gentlemen. Within the draft, you know, you have a chat, you know, a little chat bar or whatever. And, you know, I was in there and talking and whatnot. And my first four picks were auto pick. I had Kaepernick, Arian Foster, MJD, and Andre Johnson. Actually, my first five picks, Andre Johnson and Percy Harvin. He was my last auto pick before I was able to jump on and take control of the team. But at any rate, this gentleman, in the middle of the later parts of the round, of the rounds where, you know, you're trying to pick up backups and stuff like that. I had a player all keyed up. And Mr. Taylor decides to post for everybody to see, not in a private message. We ain't talking about a private message. I'm about to sound like Ivan Iverson in a minute. We ain't talking about a private message. We talking about in front of everybody. Vic, you better pick up Kate. Now, everybody knows I have Arian Foster.
Say that again. Say that part again. You got to pick up.
He types. Tate.
See, he got Arian Foster, and everybody knows Arian Foster is going through some physical problems.
So, you know, and I've got like three picks before I go. No, four picks because Jerry picks. He was going to pick, and he said, I might pick up Tate. Now, nobody's thinking about Tate. Nobody, but I got him keyed up. And I say, hey, Jerry, that's not cool. And then somebody else chimes in. I was thinking about picking him up with my pick, and but the dude had already passed. So what happened just before I go to pick? I mean, literally just before I go to pick, the person in front of me picks up Ben Cake. And Jerry is the one that talked him up and brought him into the conversation. So Jerry can say I'm crying. He can say whatever it is he wants to say. I just know, thanks to him, I lost the handcuffs, but that's okay. Because I got Bryce Brown, and I got Zach Stacy, because that's in our league, we're only allowed to have five running backs. And that's fine. But I wanted Ben Tate as the handcuff to Arian Foster, because I really didn't want to pick Arian Foster. I had the number two pick. And if I had made it, I would have gotten a different player. I have Arian in pretty much all my leagues, and I wanted to try something different. But with that being said, Jerry's laughing at me about it. And then, I don't know if he had planted a seed or not, but there was another player still stuck out there being able to be picked up. I was going to get this player. Jerry didn't talk about it, but I think somebody else was talking about it, and they just grabbed him, like two picks before me.
Just because I mentioned it, I mean, it could have been a heck of a coincidence. The guy may have decided to pick him up anyway. You don't know that.
Sure.
That's why. Sure. That's why. That. Wait a minute. It could have been a coincidence. And now I understand what you're saying, Vic, that I mentioned him. But just because I mentioned him, I could have mentioned anybody. And the guy may not, whoever was in front of you or whoever were picking in front of you, not the guy just who picked him, but anybody could have picked him up. Or I could have mentioned anybody. So in my opinion, it was just a coincidence. I understand what you're saying. I know exactly what you're saying. You could have done it to me. You didn't do it to me.
Because
I understand
that. I'm a dirty old man like you.
But Vic, understand this. Understand this. We're friends. We have several shows together. We talk on the shows. But
yes,
in fantasy, especially when it's a money league, we are competing against each other.
That is correct.
Against each other to win the final pot, which is, happens to be lined with some paper money at the end.
Yes, it is. And I won that money last year. I won that money last year.
Well, if you're such an astute drafter and a great champion, then you can overcome one minuscule pick to be able to get into the championship round. Which I highly doubt you even get to the playoffs.
First of all, hold on. Let's go back to what I originally said. I want to bring Michael in because we're going to talk about those. We're going to talk about the teams in a second. We got like 18 minutes before the other draft starts. So we're going to do the live draft here, ladies and gentlemen, here on the Sports Politics Saturday edition. But I want to get Michael's thoughts on what we just talked about. How would he feel, Mike? How would you feel, and how would you adjust? And again, he's right. I adjusted because I had four running backs lined up just in case I didn't get that one running back. But what are your thoughts on that whole situation?
Well, honestly, it was a little bit
underhanded. I know.
It was a little under the board. It really was. But it wasn't legal. It was just a little tasteless. I'm not gonna say it's completely tasteless, but
you can say it.
That's the way I feel about it. It's just a little tasteless. It's not all the way tasteless, but Victor, I'm going to tell you right now, like they tell boxers when they come in the ring, you have to protect yourself at all times.
Honestly, it was
a good psychological move. It was a very good psychological move that you would do to a friend. You know what I mean?
I know.
It's laughable, you know. But see, now you know who you're dealing with.
I didn't think Jerry would do something like that.
You gotta get past that part. Now we build stuff for you. You understand? Like, it's just like once you come into the ring, dude that hit you below the belt a couple times, now you know who you're dealing with. You gotta put that into your game now. You know what I mean?
Mikhail, check this out. Now, he just said it earlier in the program that we've been drafting with each other for three years.
Exactly.
Okay? Every time, and this is a fact, and if you go back into it, the times we drafted on air, every time we've drafted, I've mentioned players before they got drafted. Am I right, Victor?
Yes, but not for me.
Come on. I've mentioned players, and it doesn't make a difference. I've mentioned players before you or Ricky or I drafted, and a lot of times they've gotten picked up before we even got a chance.
I'm not going to knock that at all.
Yes.
I mean,
yes.
So
it's not the first time I've mentioned players on the air during a live draft, and they've gotten picked up.
But that wasn't on the air. That was during a draft that we didn't have on the air. But I'm gonna get past that. Okay. I still love you. Here's what we're gonna do, ladies and gentlemen. Gerald, let's pull up your team real quick. Now, Mike, you are the
impartial. I have my team right in front of me.
So do I, Michael. You are the impartial judge. Okay. Now, again,
I'm with you.
This is a different type of league. It's a PPR type of league, but it's a different type of league. I want you to listen to each team. Okay, just the starters. We can get to the backups when we get some time because we don't have that much time, but we'll go through the starters right now. Okay, I'm going to start, and then Jerry's going to do his team, and I want you to give your opinions after each person is finished. Okay, right now, my starting lineup is Colin Kaepernick, Arian Foster, Maurice Jones-Drew, Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, Andre Johnson, Riley Cooper, Jason Witten, Ndamukong Suh, Jared Allen, James Laurinaitis, Navarro Bowman, Brian Arakpo, Harrison Smith, and Steven Hoshka. And you notice I named a lot of defensive players because we have defensive positions in this league as well. So, and originally it wasn't Riley Cooper as my starter, but as I said, Percy Harvin was auto-picked for me, and we all know that Percy Harvin's going to be out for quite some time. So I put him on my IR, and I selected a couple other receivers. But real quick, what do you think about that starting lineup?
Your running backs are Arian Foster and MJD.
And Ben Jarvis Green Ellis.
And your quarterbacks is Colin Kaepernick. And who?
Oh, well, I mean, I'll tell you if you want to know all of them. Okay, all
No. Victor, do this.
Those are the starters. What?
Why don't you give him the skill players? And I'm not saying he doesn't, but he's probably more familiar with the skill players, meaning the offensive players versus.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I got him on all the players.
Okay.
Just I'm all from the quarterbacks again because I missed one of them. I heard him say Colin Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hear the second guy.
Well, I didn't. We don't start two quarterbacks, so I just gave you the starting line.
You only start one. Okay. You only start one.
Yeah.
Well, who's your backup?
E.J. Manuel.
E.J. Manuel.
That's a Buffalo quarterback.
Yeah,
rookie.
I know who he is. He's the rookie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who won that job. Who won that job and looked really good during the preseason. And I won't need him, but for 1 week after, I think it's like week 9, and by that time he's already back. But that's... And if you want to go through the backups running backs, my backup running backs are Bryce Brown from Philly and Zach Stacy from St. Louis, and Zach Stacy is the goal line back. Darryl Richardson is the starting running back.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
All right,
so
go
that's
ahead,
my team. Go ahead, Jerry.
Okay. My team is this. My quarterback is Russell Wilson. I have Jamal Charles, Steven Jackson, Darren Sproles, Randall Cobb, Danny Amendola, Jermichael Finley, Justin Smith, who's a defensive tackle from San Francisco, Khalil Campbell, Levante David, who's a linebacker from Tampa Bay, Stephen Tulloch, linebacker from Detroit, Mark Barron, safety from Tampa Bay, Malcolm Jenkins, who's a safety from New Orleans, and Kyle Forbath, who's a kicker for Washington.
Mm. Who's your kicker, Vic?
Steven Hauschka, the kicker for Seattle.
Ooh. Y'all have some very good teams. I like Victor's defense a little bit, slightly better than,
Jerry,
but Jerry's skill positions, particularly at the running back, is significantly better.
I mean,
better.
I can agree.
Y'all about Y'all about even at the quarterback position, so that's a push. Yeah, he definitely got some good running backs. Your wide receivers, he made. Who's your wide receivers again, sir?
Which one? Me?
Yeah, you. Yeah, you, Jerry. Randall, I'm sorry.
Randall Cobb and Danny Amendola.
He's got Tom Brady's new favorite.
And then your tight end is Finley, right?
Yes, sir.
You can't catch crap lately since you kidnapped him. Last time you had Jermichael Finley, remember, we broke his leg or something like that. And he disappeared for the rest of the season, so thank you for getting him.
No problem. I have a very good backup, so I'm not even worried about it.
Who's got backing him up?
Who? Jordan Cameron from Cleveland.
Yeah. I was trying to get him.
It's going to be interesting. Y'all going to have an interesting season. Because you guys are like seesaw. It's like on certain areas, you guys are pushed. Certain areas, you kind of, one is up, but not up by so much. And then in the other areas, the other one's up, but not up by so much. So you guys are going to be pretty interesting. I think Jerry's running backs are definitely better. Definitely better.
I think Vic,
I like your defense. And y'all kickers are a push.
Well, yeah, because Kai Forth, he's very accurate.
He's pretty nice.
So, I mean, I can understand that. But my concern, the only concern I have right now is my receiver position because of that Percy Harvin pick. I definitely wouldn't have got Percy Harvin at that position, but I'm not going to complain about it.
That's a questionable player in your lineup.
I mean, I have a couple of backups that can do the job for me to be a compliment, a true number two, even though I would like a number one. And I've got some hopefuls out there as far as wide receiver. Like I said, I've got Riley Cooper, who is a very good receiver, and Michael Vick loves him. I got Cordell Patterson, who has the ability to return kicks up in Minnesota. I just don't like Christian Ponder at the quarterback position. A guy that everybody forgot about, but he's coming back for week one, but you just don't know how Geno Smith is going to throw him the ball, is San Antonio Holmes. And I got Kenny Britt.
Good luck.
And I also got Kenny Britt. Kenny Britt is the number one guy in Tennessee.
Victor.
Yeah.
Cordell Patterson. Listen to what you're saying. Cordell Patterson, Santonio Holmes, and Kenny Britt. What do all three of those guys have in common?
Bad quarterbacks, I know.
Thank you.
Ooh.
I know that, dumbass.
You don't have to tell them why. I'm not dumb. You don't want to draft them. I didn't.
Well, I didn't have much of a choice. There wasn't much out there.
Oh, God.
But anyway.
What can I tell you, Victor?
All I can say is this.
You're getting your ass kicked.
Okay, now listen. Ladies and gentlemen, before we get to this other draft, we have to confirm something on the air. Before this draft begins. My team versus Jerry's team, I got to see when we play. For game one of the first, it's the first game of the season.
You didn't know that? I knew that.
I don't pay attention to you. I don't care about you. But
apparently you don't pay attention to who you draft either. But that's okay.
Whatever. First game of the season, and how much is this bet for, my friend? I just want to make sure we're on air confirming the amount. I don't want to say one
bill.
Thing and then you come.
One bill.
Okay. Let's not go with the slang. Let's be real. How much is this game for? Because somebody might say, you paying his water bill?
Benjamin.
No.
Benjamin.
Big.
Okay. Okay.
Benjamin
Big.
Franklin.
So you
how's
understood that?
That.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's up,
Big.
Mike? What's up, Mike? What's
Redskins, up? Redskins cut Chase Minifield.
Who?
Chase Minifield. Who was that?
Wow.
I don't know what he is.
Moving on.
Okay.
Moving on.
Nah, who is it? Who is it? Seriously. Help me out.
He plays your position, and he's been playing very well. Didn't expect him to get cut.
Who, the wide receiver?
No, cornerback.
Oh, God. Wow, Victor.
I didn't hear what you said, Minifield, and I'm like, what, Minifield? I know we had Mayweather.
I said Chase Minifield.
Okay. I didn't pay no attention. I'm going to be honest with you. Even though I'm in the area, when I come home, I've got schoolwork to do, and I don't be paying attention to half that stuff. But when I see the game, I try to look at them. But, I mean, you know what? They might pick them up on the practice squad. So you never know. But we got 4 minutes before the live draft kicks off.
Who do I take?
Well, that's what we're going to talk about for the next 5 minutes. Because there's no way anybody can jump in front of you. There's nothing that can be done. We know you have problems with AP. You don't like Arian Foster. So tell the listeners out there who you are picking with the number one draft pick.
You'll know in 4 minutes.
Dude, I'm trying to. We're trying to run
a show. Let me put it this way. You want me to answer you, right? You got three and a half minutes. Through much reflection, much thought, inner thought, and some type of meaning in life, I'm trying to figure out who I'm trying to pick here in the first round. I know Adrian Peterson has been used a lot, and I've had trepidations about picking him in the first pick of the first round.
Tell them why.
Well, we've talked about this before on a few shows, Mikal, and we've talked about how he's been used. I wouldn't say used and abused, but he's been used extensively, not just one year, but over the years. And he just got finished running for over 2,000 yards. Usually a back that does that regresses and is a strong possibility. The accumulation of so many touches that after a monster season like he had, it's a strong possibility that he'll get hurt or he'll regress dramatically. So that's my thought process in that. And along with that, Arian Foster is probably – for most people, but he's dropping down for a lot of people for a long time. He was like the second choice, but he's been used quite a bit. He had over 400 carries last year. That's not even putting in the amount of receptions he's had over the years. So both these guys, I really have reservations about drafting because the fact is, they've been used extensively over the few years, and not just a little bit extensively, a whole lot, compared to a lot of these other guys who are younger and haven't had the wear that these two running backs have. So my dilemma is whether I should take Adrian Peterson in the first round or move on to maybe a younger back that may have more upside, like a Doug Martin. Or maybe a C.J. Spiller, or maybe a LeSean McCoy, somebody of that. And maybe even go really out of the box and pick one of my favorite players, since this is a PBR, Jamaal Charles. Which way do I go?
You will not go here with number one. You will not go here with him number one.
Which one do I go? It's less than a minute, and I have to make a choice. I've been rambling on for about two to three minutes about all this stuff. It's come to about 45 seconds on who I've got to take. Huh?
Okay, why are you doing that, Mikey? Mm-hmm. Tell us what you think about that before Jerry makes his pick. You got 30 seconds.
Jerry, like Jerry said, we've gone back and forth discussing that. I think he should go with a young guy. I would not draft Adrian Peterson. With the first overall pick in the draft. I would not do it.
Now,
I would say this: if Jerry does go younger, that means the guy that's not here, who my auto pick, is going to get Adrian Peterson with the number two pick. And that means I think Coon Athens will probably get Arian Foster. Well, here's about to go. Jerry's about to make his pick. And Jerry, who do you pick?
I have 45 seconds more to decide who I'm
Dude,
going to pick.
Are you serious you're going to drag this out? Are you serious you're going to drag this out?
No.
Okay. And you pick. I can't even see. That's draft results. Adrian Peterson, number one. Okay. All right. So with that being said, all that BS for AP. Now, Dave picks. Now, listen. Dave goes Doug Martin, number two, and I think that's a good move on Dave's part. Because, you know, and then Arian Foster goes three. Now, I traded with Dew. I gave Dew my number one pick, first, second, and third. So I have two second and two thirds. He has two firsts and two fourths. And we swapped places in the ninth. So he's stuck at a dilemma right now. Who is he going to get with the number four overall pick? But then he's going to, either way, he's going to have two solid players in the first round. But I think the deal that we made was pretty good.
I don't know why you did that, Victor. I don't know why you did that. You had the fourth pick. The fourth pick.
No, I didn't.
Now, if you,
I had the ninth pick.
Okay. You had the ninth pick. So you took two seconds over a ninth pick?
I took 2 seconds and two thirds. And flip-flopping a ninth, dude. So it's like he'll have two great players. I give him that. But I have four outstanding players before he picks again. So that's what I want to do. But he actually offered me a better deal. But I was in such a hurry, I didn't remember what it was. So I picked the one I remembered. Because he was going to give me all that instead of a fourth. He was going to take my fifth. But, you know, it is what it is. I was trying to just go ahead and, you know, make a deal that I know I was going to get. So, you know.
I understand. I'm surprised. This is a PPR, and some of these guys, I wouldn't have taken Alfred Moore as number five. I understand he's a good running back, but this is a PPR, and I'm looking for dual threat backs early.
Well, there you go. You got two dual threat backs going off the board right there. Van picks up, or the Vipers picks up Shady. And then George, I shot the sheriff, and the deputy picks up C.J. Spiller, who we've all been told is going to get ran into the ground all year long. So he's going to be high in the run portion.
Yep.
But Alfred Morris might be doing the same thing. There's your boy, Jamal Charles, gone at number nine.
Number eight.
Number nine, because that was just my pick that I traded to Duke. Oh, no, you're right. My bad.
Thank you. I'm looking right at it.
I had the 10th pick. I thought I had the number 9 pick. But, Michael, so far it's been running back. There are no quarterbacks or receivers anywhere that taken thus far. That's something we talked about on all of our shows. Like, the first round should not have a quarterback or a wide receiver in it at all. Are you surprised? Well, it's not over with yet. Very surprised that's the case, Jerry.
No, I'm not surprised. I preach this for the longest, Victor. You know this. Ever since we've been drafting, I'm preaching that we pick up you pick up running backs. I said last year, I don't care what the so-called experts are saying. You go with running backs. I said don't pick up a quarterback in the first round. That's stupid, in my opinion. Now everyone wants to run to these running backs now when I've been preaching this. Since day one, pick up running backs in the first two rounds. At least pick up a running back. Don't even think about picking up a quarterback in the first round like they were talking about last year. Come on.
Well, there goes the trend. Calvin Johnson
was picked by
our boy Ricky.
But he left 11th pick, and Ricky happens to be on the line, I think, too, right?
Say again?
You looking at your computer?
Yeah, I'm looking at the computer. Oh, there he is, right there. Yeah, that is
thank
him.
You.
Let's bring him in.
Okay.
So, Mr. Stevens, why'd you pick Why'd you go ahead and pick Calvin with the number 11th pick?
I missed time.
Jimmy Graham picked number 12.
I didn't pick him. He was auto picked. So.
Oh wow! Really?
Yeah, he was auto picked. I missed time. Plus, I've been trying to get some things together with my computer, so I didn't pick him.
You
he was auto picked.
You got 20 seconds on the clock right now.
Yeah, I know.
So you getting auto picked again?
I should let it auto pick just to see who it's going to pick, but the running back
is
not see.
You know you're going to get Aaron Rodgers.
Running backs, of course, they're off the board. So
no, he'd probably go get Matt Forte or Dez Bryant, one of the
other.
Yeah,
the best thing to do is
you get Forte. So, I mean, I don't know what you guys. You guys know when these drafts are coming and you go with auto pick? I don't understand.
As I was getting into the draft room, it just went ahead and picked it. And it keeps kicking me out. I don't know what's going on with my what's her name, but it keeps kicking me out as far as Yahoo goes. So I'm thinking that I'm not mad. You know, wide receiver. At least he's the top one out there. So I'm not mad about that.
Well,
I am mad that it is a wide out. So I'm not
going. You got two good players there. You got Calvin and you got
Matt Forte.
So
yes,
probably
he did.
You
looking at
He got two good players. That's
and
true.
And I had to – I picked, since you got Matt Forte, I ended up picking up Aaron Rodgers with my first pick in the second round, which was the 15th overall pick, which isn't a bad move for me, even though I don't like getting quarterbacks early. He's right there. I might as well take him. So now I'm going to be – picking up a very good player here with my second pick in the second round. And
who's that?
I wanted to get Jimmy Graham, but Jimmy Graham was taken already.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to wait till after Jay picks, and I'll let you guys know. Because right now, after me, Drew Brees went, then Reggie Bush, then A.J. Green, Dez Bryant, and now I'm waiting on Jay to pick. So depending on who he picks will determine – who I picked, and he picked Chris Johnson. So with that being said, I have to decide. Eeny, meeny, eskimeeny, I love you. And we have 45 seconds to pick, ladies and gentlemen. So I think this guy's been a head case, so I'm going to stay away from him a little bit and pick this other guy. I pick Julio Jones. So right now, Aaron Rodgers and Julio Jones are my two players. And I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more picks before I get to pick again. So I think I'm going to do a few more things. And right now the draft is going kind of smooth. Steven Ridley's taken. I knew I should have picked him. I was going to get him, but Dave beat me to him. I was going to get David Wilson, but I decided to go ahead and get Julio instead. But David Wilson was picked by the Bears instead of me being able to get him, which is fine. You know, he's the last dual back threat out there that's worth drafting in the second round. Not saying there aren't any good dual threat backs, but.
Should I take here? Who should I take? You know what? I'm going to take this guy. I never draft him. I'm going to draft him now.
I knew he was going to get him. Jerry picked up MJD, which is fun.
Yes, sir. And let me think, who do I want here? Do I want Eeny or do I want Meeny? Eeny, Meeny.
I'll take
Bebe.
Good pick there. That's a good pick, getting Bebe.
I know it's a good pick.
Shut up. Brandon Marshall taken. I'm worried about Brandon Marshall. That's why I didn't select him. Now, this next pick, I swore I would never do this, but I got to think about it here.
I know who you're going with. I know you. If you said that, you swore you would never do it, I know who you're going with. Go ahead. Go ahead and take the pick. Go ahead and take the pick. You're probably going to pick Roddy White.
No, I'm not going to get the bookends. Somebody, I chastised Ricky quite a bit about
Frank Gore? Okay.
Frank Gore, third round. And the next player I plan to pick up, I think he's going to be an awesome player. But if he's not there, I've got another plan. But I'm trying to get a lot of runs, a lot of touches, and a lot of receiving. So the problem that I have with this other player is there's a good chance that he might not be as fruitful as I hope. So we got, after I pick Frank Gore, then Tom Brady, Larry Fitzgerald, Cam Newton, Lamar Miller. You stole Lamar Miller from me, Don Dandy team, but that's okay. That's okay. Because what I do now is I make a splash and I'm going to go ahead and pick this player because I think he's a dynamic player. I'm going outside of my ordinary, ladies and gentlemen. Normally, I go running back, but right now, I selected Randall Cobb with my fourth pick. So right now, my starting lineup is Aaron Rodgers, Julio Jones, Randall Cobb, and Frank Gore. Jerry, break down what you got.
Right now, I have Demaryius Thomas, Adrian Peterson, and MJD.
Ricky.
I can't even see who I got. I'm having problems. I'm going to let this thing tick. I don't know who I got. I've never been kicked out of a draft room before. This is crazy. So I'm going to let this go ahead and do what it's doing right now until I figure it out.
All right, well, let me see if I can look at the team. Hard work, dedication. Ricky has Calvin Johnson, Victor Cruz, Matt Forte, and Roddy White.
That's crazy, though. It's three wild. I would pick.
Well, I'll tell you this. Another thing that I added to the settings this year, which a lot of people probably didn't even bother to check out, was the fact that I have targets. So all your players you pick, they're going to get a lot of target points. So
it doesn't matter. There's just like Jerry was talking about earlier, there's a system that you have for your draft. So
that's true.
I'm not going to worry about this one because I can go on the waiver wire and easily win. It's not a problem. I'm going to just go ahead. I did it last year. I can do it again this year. It's not a problem. So I can go ahead and let this one do what it does. As long as tomorrow's drafts are on point, I'm not even worried. Those are the ones that I'm looking at tomorrow. This one just keeps kicking me out of the draft room, so it's no point in me thinking about it. I just want to know who I'm getting at quarterback. That's going to kill me.
It might. The player I was talking in the fifth round just got picked, which was Darren McFadden, because I figured, you know, he's in a contract year. He's going to find a way to stay healthy, but, you know, things happen. So right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're looking at a pretty good draft for everybody thus far. Ricky's on auto pick. Mike, what's your analysis on the first four rounds? Jerry's going to be picking the fourth round right now in a few minutes. But let's get your thoughts on, the teams thus far. I have Aaron Rodgers, Julio Jones, Randall Cobb, and Frank Gore. And Jerry, tell them who you have.
I have Demaryius Thomas, Adrian Peterson, and MJD, and I was about to get two picks back-to-back.
Correct.
Say that again.
I have Demaryius Thomas, Adrian Peterson, and MJD right now.
Okay. And you, Vic, you have your first quarterback, right?
Yeah, I didn't want to get him, but he fell to me, so I got him. I got Aaron Rodgers. Larry just went to Monty Ball and Marquise Colston back to back. So.
And Jerry likes to load up on running backs and wide receivers and what.
Well, no, boy, I mean, that's what I normally would do as well. But because certain players fell to me, I didn't want to go past them. But you never know what's going to happen with everybody,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean?
Right. Well, I mean, I like the Aaron Rodgers pick. Would you get him in the third round?
Early second.
Early second? How many player league is this?
It's 12, so I got him with the 15th overall pick, which wasn't bad, but I think it could have been better off if I waited just one more round. But I saw a push on other things.
Yeah.
I just went and got the best player that's available, and I think it was a good move on my part. It just messed up my strategy a little bit for my running backs by committee thing that I was going to do, but you never know.
Right.
Coming up.
Right, I mean it's a good upset to go to get at Jerry, because you know, Jerry's gonna stack up on wide receivers, tight ends, running backs. So I would definitely pick up a quarterback in the third round. Second was probably jumping a little bit, but if in the third, I mean, but at least you got the best.
That's exactly the way I saw it.
Right.
If I'm going to get a quarterback, especially in that round, I'm going to get the best. And I just picked up Giovanni Bernard from Cincinnati. Good back. I think he'll do very well in that system there. And I'm thinking about picking up this other cat real quick at wide receiver. Even though I'm pretty good at wide receiver right now, because Randall Cobb is Mr. Everything for the Packers, and he's going to be the star wide receiver, and I got his quarterback, and I got Julio. So I got to get one more wide receiver that's going to make me feel comfortable before I, step out there and experiment with another player. Oh, wow, are you serious? Was there a run on tight ends that I missed? Good God. It had to be a run on tight end, man. I'm like, Eric Zephyr was just sick. And then Ricky Otto picked Tony Gonzalez right from underneath of me. He is such a jerk. I hate his computer right now.
He's mad because he's not smarter than a PC. No, what's that about?
No, shut up. I was about to get Tony Gonzalez, and then you auto-picked him.
I would never pick a tight end so early. It's crazy.
Well, I'm going to get this one guy, only because it's not the player I wanted, but I'll take him because I had to pick, and I didn't have much time. Bastard. That's all right. I got a couple more tricks up my sleeve for you, so. I picked up Mike Wallace, even though that's not who I wanted to get. I wanted to get Tony Gonzalez, but I had to change my mindset right there, which isn't a bad move. I just think that I would have been better off getting a top-notch tight end as opposed to a wide receiver that may or may not see a lot of targets, only because of the system he's in. Mr. Taylor, y'all quiet down there.
I'm just listening to you guys. I'm just listening. I'm trying to figure out what I want to do here. I got several picks in front of me before I have back-to-back picks, so I got to figure out what I want to do here.
I just hope I get a quarterback before the end of the draft.
You'll probably get one at the very end, probably. Why is Dave on auto-pick as well?
Because he couldn't pick. Dave had to work.
Ah, he's got a good team for not being able to make the draft.
Trust me. The waiver wire cats are not worried, especially not the champ. It's not a problem.
Boy.
Oh,
here
really?
We go. Here
really?
We go. Here we go.
Not a problem.
Well, mm-hmm. you know, here's your platform. Here is your platform. You did win the league last year. I will admit, you won the league last year. And, you know, you're having technical difficulties with their computer. I got it. When is your draft, by the way?
My draft is tomorrow, 4:30 p.m.
So will the computers be okay then?
Oh, it's not. These are issues that get fixed within a matter of hours. So the computer is going to be on A-plus condition tomorrow because between your league, my league, and the seven other leagues that I got to draft tomorrow, which is basically back-to-back, I'm going to be drafting tomorrow from 10 in the morning until 7 p.m. No, I'm sorry,
wow.
7:30.
I got you.
Just straight drafting. So it's going to be set. It's going to be set. I did one draft. The ESPN draft we just had before this earlier today. This Yahoo, plus I got four more to do after this. So.
Oh, my God.
It's serious over here. Trust me, this computer's going to be in tip-top shape. I just got to figure a couple things out. But, you know, you go in, you don't want to have these issues when it comes to money leagues. You want to have these issues with free leagues. You know what I'm saying? And then especially since.
This ain't a free league, though.
I know. That's what I'm saying. But, I mean, I'm not really worried. I had so much success in this league last year, and it was because of the waiver wire. That's why I'm not worried. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of people. That's like the ESPN draft. All three of y'all were in there, minus Mike. Y'all were in the ESPN draft earlier today. A lot of stuff was left on the table when we were drafting, which is kind
of
crazy.
Son of a bitch.
You know what I'm saying?
So, lady on, girl. Enjoy
damn
that.
Damn right I picked him up.
Okay. All right. I mean, I'm not going to hate you at all, Slim. You do your thing. Do your thing.
Damn.
Thing.
Damn.
What?
Nothing. No. Never mind. Just move on. I'm pissed off now.
See? So much thinking. So much thinking.
No. Somebody picked something up ahead of me. That's all right.
Yeah.
Whatever.
$10 Green Ellis? You want to get $10 Green Ellis?
No, hell no.
You want it Romo?
No.
You're getting Romo?
Yeah, damn right. One of the better regular season quarterbacks in fantasy. So, yes,
I want Tony
Romo. Yeah.
You're absolutely right. And that's why I have him in most of my leagues. Except for a few of them.
Shit.
What? So D'Angelo Williams as well? Or just Tony Romo? You'll be all right, dude. You got Russell Wilson. Didn't you get Russell Wilson?
Who, here?
Yeah.
I got your boy from the Eagles.
Oh, you got Vic.
I got Vic.
Okay.
That's okay.
Well, it is.
That's okay. I'm looking at this lineup, and I'm not really feeling this lineup. I got too many buys, especially from my running backs, and I'm seeing that I got a lot of health issues that may be popping up with my running backs here. Adrian Peterson,
hey.
MJD. That's I've been crossing my fingers every week, huh?
But dude, I got that in one of our other leagues, and I think that's going to be a very good tandem. I really think so, dude.
Mm-hmm.
I really,
mm-hmm.
really think so.
Well,
so,
let me put it this way. I really hope so.
I really hope so. I mean, I do, but I don't want you to benefit. I want you to trade me one of them, if you don't mind.
I'll give you one of them if I get equal compensation. I'm not going to give you
equal compensation? How are you going to get equal compensation for that? There is no equal compensation for that. And Ricky, you got Shane Vereen.
Good pickup.
No quarterback.
Good
he
pick.
Helped me out.
No quarterback.
He helped me out last year.
Very good pick. I like that pick.
Sorry, and you're about to get another one. Oh, dang. You got Seattle's defense. I was about to grab them damage, too.
You know what?
Matt Schaub.
You know
who
what?
Got Matt Schaub?
You got Chicago's defense, Rick. And I just got the person that's actually starting in Pittsburgh, Jerry, since Le'Veon Bell has a Liz Frank injury and he'll be gone for 6 to 8 weeks. You enjoy that bench time.
Well, check this out, Mr. Vic. Check this out, Mr. Vic. Since you haven't been keeping up on the news, that Le'Veon Bell was wearing a walking boot.
Walking boot, right.
Understand what I just said. Was wearing a walking boot. He's responded a lot better than people thought he would to his treatment. So he may be back sooner than you think.
Yeah, you better cut that down in like 3 weeks. That's the last I heard, 3 weeks.
Yep. So who's phone who here?
Get off of the Yahoo update.
It's okay. Dan, Marco just stole my pick in the next, in the ninth round. He picked up Rashad Mendenhall.
You can keep him. You can keep him.
I don't want him, but he picked him up. So.
Hey, how many running backs can we have in here, man?
I think you're at your limit, actually.
Four running backs?
We have four. Yeah.
Is that the limit?
So you're at the limit. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. How many wide receivers?
Six.
Six wide receivers? Okay. Okay. No problem.
So, yeah. I mean, it's not a big deal, dude. You'll be all right.
Oh, I know. I'll be all right. I think I meet you. No, I don't. I meet Mehran or whoever the heck that is. Excuse me?
I play Ricky the first week.
Yeah, I play Mehran, whoever the heck that is.
That's the dude Ricky having issues with all the damn time.
Since he's on it, Rick, what's up with this dude that you've been feuding with, man? What's up with that?
You and Jay. Oh. What's up with you and Jay, dog? You and Jay.
Oh, me and Jay. That's how me and Jay are. We real cool. That's one of my folks I used to work with when I worked at UPS. That's how more so of a competitive nature. It's not like in the ESPN we're gonna draft tomorrow with Vic's female friend that I'm always arguing with. I'm tired of this. It's not like that. That's on some other stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, oh God.
Why you take Miles Austin away from me?
What's that?
Why you take Miles Austin away from me?
I didn't take him away from you. He's on my roster. What can I tell you?
Dirty dog twisted.
Hey, and I didn't even mention him. Huh?
And then you got Chris Givens. Chris Givens is gonna have a breakout year. A very good year.
Hey, you must not listen to the master plan. That's all I gotta tell you.
I'm the producer, daggone it. I don't have to.
Yeah, but I'm the host. I'm the host. I'm giving you the information. You're not listening. You are not listening.
That's why I took Ronnie Hillman from you.
I didn't take. I don't have Ronnie Hillman on any team. Any team. Don't want him.
He'll be all right. I got a couple more players I want to get. I think you can get five. Look at the there was a lexicon that we just had up. I can't remember. I think it's four or five. Try five, dude. If you have another running back you have in mind, try four. See if you get them. If you don't, I mean, if matter of fact, all you got to do is pull down running back section. If it's all blanked out, then you can't get them. But if it's not blanked out, you can get them.
So, no problem.
Try that. I can't make you no guarantees, though.
No problem. No problem. It's never a problem. Never a problem. Let me see what I got here. Running backs. It doesn't say. It doesn't say.
Then probably you can't get them. Probably.
No, I'm saying it doesn't. I'm looking at the roster.
Not the roster.
Where?
Look at the drop down when you go up to all the available players, right? Go to all the available players and drop one running back. If the running backs, if any of them are blue, you can grab them.
Okay, no problem. I understand. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, damn, Josh Gordon flew off the daggone table, too. What are y'all doing to me?
Amazing.
Well, you still ain't got no quarterback, Slim, so.
Who doesn't have a quarterback?
Ricky.
Ricky does not have a quarterback?
I do. I have Russell Wilson.
Oh, okay.
I have Russell Wilson.
That's a very good quarterback, man.
You just picked up Roy Alou. You just picked up Roy Alou.
Yeah, I just got in the room.
Oh, welcome, Mr. Rourke.
Roy Alou is a good pick, man.
No.
Oh, damn, dude. That dude's going to have a good year.
Stole him from me. Dude, you know what? Suit
my wild out, man.
Doing that.
That's cool.
Luke Kuechly?
Vic didn't even know the wild.
What
he didn't know his name until the other day.
No, I knew his name. I knew his name from last year. But that's all right. He's not the only
one. You know whose name from last year? Luke Kuechly?
Kuechly, whatever.
Kuechly. You know what? I don't like getting Eli, but I'm going to get Eli. That's an insurance policy.
All right, I got my last running back, Mr. Ben Tate. So I'm good there.
Oh, my goodness. This is crazy. Look at this team. This is going to be
some
work.
This is a good team, dude. Well, you need help at running back just like everybody else.
Oh, I'm not worried. I see three of them out there that's going to make noise.
Okay.
Along with Roy Alou.
I need to find this one guy.
Late.
You gotta go to work. Ladies and gentlemen, listening to the show, I know, God, Daddy, you picked up my tight end. I know you guys have been listening to the show and you've been wondering what's been going on. We've been doing a lot of drafting, a lot of talking back and forth. We haven't opened up the chat room at all to talk about to anybody in the chat room. But I can't get to the chat room, so I'm going to need Mr. Taylor to help me out with that. But with that being said, there's a lot of great stuff going on in this draft. And I want to run down my team real quick, and I want Jerry to do the same because he doesn't get a pick in a few minutes. Aaron Rodgers, Julio Jones, Randall Cobb, Frank Gore, Giovanni Bernard, Mike Wallace, Hakeem Nicks, Jonathan Dwyer, Ronnie Hillman, and Ben Tate. You great minds think alike. You've just selected a Snickers satisfying sleeper. Oh, okay. So apparently there's a message that Yahoo just gave to Do. He says, Snickers, it's a Snickers thing. Do, great minds think alike. You just selected a Snickers satisfying sleeper, which is Jared Cook. I can see that. But nobody really likes Mr. Locker. So I don't know if that's a good move or not. So.
Well, I can't believe. And I'll wait to see if I'm going to get this person because you'll see it. It's on offense. Yes, I'll get a chance. We had talked about this guy on several shows, and I talked about I hated North Turner as
Ryan Matthews.
Head coach, but as a offensive coordinator, one of the prime positions that he improves is the tight end position. This guy is a Jimmy Graham type of guy. I'm not saying he's Jimmy Graham, but Jordan Cameron is going to really shine.
You stole my damn tight end. Oh, you're such a jerk. You're such a jerk. I had him lined up.
He is going to light up. And I'm also going to get this kid because I like him in a Bruce Arians type of offense. He's going to line up opposite Larry Fitzgerald. He's been getting rave reviews out of
Don't
camp. I'm talking about welcome to my team, Michael Floyd.
Michael Floyd? Roberts has been doing a daggone thing, though. I don't know about that one.
Yeah, okay.
Roberts has been beasting out, guy.
Uh-huh. Okay. No problem. You pick your team.
I mean, that's what...
I pick my team.
Oh, shit.
And we'll see, and we'll see who comes out on top in the end of the season.
Whatever, loser.
Whatever.
I'm trying to think who I want to pick up right now. There's a couple players I'm staring at that are going to be very good. You muted Ricky? No,
Ricky's still
one
there.
There's
no me. Let me
shoot a 301. Call from
the 301.
Welcome to
Fantasy
Sports Politics.
That's probably McCall again.
Host, yeah, that's
call
me.
Oh, yeah,
that's
yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
that's McCall. Yeah.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, your cell dropped or something?
Yeah, my cell dropped. So I had to call y'all on the good old-fashioned landline.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all.
What in the world?
There's a couple good players.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Who? What? Who was saying? Who did you want?
I had somebody queued up that I was going to take my next pick,
ooh,
even though I had Patrick Peterson.
Well, we're at that part of the draft where everybody's looking at, DBs and stuff like that, so you can't...
Yes, I know that.
Yeah.
That's okay. It
I mean,
happens.
Patrick Peterson's a triple threat, dude. They got him on offense now, too. They got
I know that. Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
Wow,
you know what? I'm going to go back this way.
This is unbelievable. The Redskins are trying to keep Pat White. Lord have mercy. I'm about to throw up.
Why'd you pick No. Sean Marino? Tell people
you said
why. No. Sean Marino.
Oh,
yeah,
you said why?
Tell him why, Ricky. Tell him why.
Because number one, he's the number two back. And number two,
okay,
the boy is guaranteed right now to be in there on passing down. He's guaranteed.
Okay. I mean... I'm just asking because
I know
you have left him unclaimed.
And
people haven't even drafted him.
You said what?
People have not even drafted him in many leagues. That's why I brought it up.
Well, you're going to find out this year why, because they do need blocking help on third down, and he's the really only one that can block out of
there. Yeah,
back.
I mean, Gilman is the
man because he can hit the hole. And what's the other guy's name?
Are you talking about the new kid?
He's hurt. Bell, right?
Moneyball.
Moneyball.
No, Moneyball's
hurt.
Not hurt. He just doesn't. He can't pick up the blitz. That's
okay. That's why No. Sean Marino came off the board. That's why, because he can't pick up a blitz. It's great to run on first and second, but Peyton, we all know, likes to do a lot of different things when it comes to his offense. So it's going to be a thing as to where this guy, No. Sean, is going to get in. He's going to get his run.
Okay. I mean, to each his own. I'm not knocking the guy. I just think that
it's just.
Oh, well.
There's so many offensive people still left out here. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, you're right. There are a ton. But, again, everybody's making their run right now on the defensive players. Like, I just picked up Laronitis and Bowman, two of the top three tacklers after Luke Kuechly. And, you know, that's fine by me. I'll take them. Let them scram around for other players. I like safeties. I like corners. But give me somebody who's going to make 10 tackles in a game. Because in this league, they're only worth 1 point. Cornerback, yeah. But what are the chances they're going to get an interception? What are the chances they're going to do that? Especially if they're a very good cornerback and they're considered a lockdown quarterback, it's not very likely that they're going to get a lot of balls thrown to them, and they're not going to make that many tackles. Good pick, man. Bernard Pierce, Baltimore. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good pick there. But I look at a lot of different things that's going on. For instance, Dave has Arian Foster. Now, Arian Foster might not be doing that well, so I got his handcuffed. So I'm using that as trade bait. But there's another set of people out there that's really freaking good that folks aren't even looking at. And I can't
Who's this?
Get them because I can't talk about them just yet because I'm not going to do like some people do.
What position is that? What position?
I'm not going to do that either.
Oh, okay. Whatever. Whatever. Hey, whatever, Vic. Whatever. I think I know who you're talking about, or one of them, but that's okay because I'm going to be grabbing them with my next pick. So that's okay.
But the bottom line is that, well, let me see who you pick, see if you're picking who I'm talking about. Christian Michael? That wasn't the guy I was talking about.
Okay.
Okay. Maybe it's this guy you're about to pick? Maybe. I don't see what you mean, though. I don't know if you're drafting for need or if you're... Oh, Christian Michael, the linebacker. Yeah.
No, he's not.
Oh,
Christian
he's
Michael
not.
Is a backup
No, because Turbin. I thought Turbin was the backup.
No.
No.
No, he's not. Michael is the backup.
Okay.
Michael's backup is like... He's a backup since he... I think it was preseason week two he did that. He had like a long run or... It was preseason one or two.
He's a backup to Marshawn Lynch, and some people say that if Marshawn Lynch gets hurt, then they won't skip a beat. They won't skip a beat.
They won't, because this dude he's nothing but the truth.
Yep.
We know.
No idea.
Yeah, we know. Thank you.
Hey, I tell you what. I
can't believe this kid's still sitting there. Okay.
I strayed away from my normal path to try something different. And my team isn't that bad. It's not where I want it to be. It's receiver heavy. My running backs are decent running backs. Like I said, I don't like Frank Gore, but I'll take him.
If you don't like him, we can make a plan. We can make a deal.
Well, you know,
I'm gonna let y'all know.
I don't mind having MJD.
I'm gonna let you know. Calvin Johnson is on the block. Point blank.
What you?
Really?
Okay, so what are you looking for? What are you
block.
Looking for Calvin Johnson?
No, don't worry about that. I'm just letting you know.
He's
on
the block. Okay, no
He's
problem,
the
Rick.
Block.
He is on
the
block.
The question is.
This is one of the bold.
What do you want to
2013? Don't worry about it. You feel as though you have a deal that will work. You will get the correct response you're looking for.
Understand?
Oh, he's on the block.
This is for real.
He's on the block.
Are you for real?
Who do you have as a quarterback there, Ricky?
Russell Wilson and Eli Manning.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good quarterback. And that auto pick. Yeah, that's all. Well, I picked Eli. I picked Eli, but they auto picked Russell Wilson for me.
Oh boy, I got these two players queued up. I can't believe. We'll see.
You know what? I'm about to put him together. Calvin Johnson might be in a good deal with Wilson. I'm gonna put the
Alex
deal
Smith.
Out. Y'all
I don't like see. Alex Smith. Why do
you
think
Alex
is a good sleeper pick? That's
terrible.
Should I get this guy?
Terrible.
I don't know if I
should
get him.
He's kind of
old.
Go ahead, Ricky. You need some experience on your team.
I do.
Chad Green, that's a good pick. Chad Green's a good pick. Bishop's up there. He's tearing stuff up. Come on, he might get a lot of playing time.
He's going to get it, but do you know the defense that they run?
They run a 4-3, and I know Chad plays outside. And Bishop plays middle or outside.
They run a what?
A 4-3.
Minnesota runs a 4-3?
Yeah, Minnesota runs a 4-3.
Yeah, they've been running a 4-3 for a while.
Hmm. Nah.
So
they had when what's the name was there, they ran a 3-4.
Oh.
Well, who was
they
it?
Had the what's his name? The quarterback, Brett. They ran a 3-4 because they had the Henderson boys in there together a couple of times.
Both of them were defensive tackles. Then you
right.
had Jared Allen on one.
I said Henderson. Those weren't no D tackles. T.J. Henderson and Aaron
Henderson.
Yeah,
they were middle linebackers and outside. D.J. is
on the
is
Williams
middle.
Boy.
No,
yeah,
not
one played middle.
Henderson.
I
both
know.
Of them, both of them played in the middle.
No. No. DJ played outside. His brother played middle. And Greenway played the other side. And then you had, on the defensive line, you had the Williams boys at D-tackle. You had Jared Allen at one end. And then you had Ray, whatever his name is, playing the other D-end. And then he went to Atlanta. So they were running a 4-3 for a
like they played in the middle.
Huh?
So they tackled like they played in the middle.
Yeah.
Both have been running that for a long time.
Well,
they need to change. That's what that is. Either way, the waiver wire is going to be great. I'm going to tell you right now.
Ah, shit.
It's going to be great. This waiver wire is going to be great.
Every time, this
like
guy, every time. God. Every time.
You were that safety, weren't you?
God. That's the second time that my opponent, week one opponent, took somebody from me. That's okay.
They taking the plays.
I can't believe that this guy, these two guys are still out here when I pick. I can't believe the Super Bowl winning quarterback is still out there.
I
can't believe, even though he's suspended for 4 weeks, he's out there.
That's fine. Keep him.
Oh,
I have him
God.
In every league except for two, and I didn't want to get him again. Because they're talking about, even though Chad Henne might be doing well, even this while Gabbert is rehabbing his little wrist or his hand,
mm-hmm.
then Gabbert's going to get the starting job back. And that doesn't go well for anybody. I don't like
well,
that.
Wait a minute. Vic, didn't you tell me in this league now you have targets now? So
yes.
Once he comes back, he's going to be heavily targeted. So
either
he targets or he catches the ball, one or the other.
But the thing is, Jerry, the thing is that in order for it to be a target, it has to be within the area. I don't think Garrett can get the ball anywhere near him. That's the problem.
Okay.
Underestimate who?
Gabbert. He's got it. I think he can do it. He's a pretty good quarterback. Look at his offensive coordinator. Who's the coordinator? See, you don't know. That's how you know the quarterback can't.
Now, the offensive coordinator is the head coach. The offensive coordinator is the head coach who came from Seattle. That's
what
I don't know his
what's
name.
What's the head coach's name? That's what I'm saying. If you don't know, then that's the problem with the system. He's just not going to do it because the system, the system probably is some trash. When's the last time that
your brother called you?
Thing? Mark Brunell. This dude's still on the board. This is going to be why I'm going to smack the mess out of you week one right here.
Really? Let me see.
Because there's one person that you will not even pick.
Go ahead. I don't care. Pick them. So you not up yet? Ah, too bad.
I'm up right after
you. I'm
going
to show my damn player. Huh?
I'm up right after you.
I'm
going
to show my daggone player, dude. I was going to give Emmanuel Sanders. That's a very good pick. Van got my daggone tight end. Now I'm stuck with this dude. I really don't want him, but I was going to get Myers. I'll take this cat. Maybe he'll show up this year. London Fletcher. You can keep London, dog. Keep London.
I will.
I got James Laurinaitis, and I got freaking Navarro Bowman. You can keep them.
Hmm?
I got 3 picks left, and I'm going to go. Let me go.
You know what? Let me go get this wide out, because that's why, dude, yeah, I don't know why everybody's underestimating this guy. And Kenny Stills still on the board? That's crazy.
Kenny Sims?
Kenny Stills. Stills.
Oh, Stills.
And now you're going to say who's Kenny Stills, right?
Yeah, go ahead. Say it. Who's that?
I really don't care.
I know.
You really don't care.
I'm waiting for Rick to make his pick. I'm waiting for Rick to make his pick.
Vic, you don't know who Kenny Stills is from New Orleans.
I don't care. Darius Haywood Bay. That's not a bad move. That's not a bad move, Rick. It depends on if he catches Andrew Luck's passes or not. But I'll take Ryan Olafo.
He's going to catch him. He finally got hands. I don't know how he got him in the last year at Oakland, but he's got hands now. It's amazing.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we got about 9 minutes left of the show, and we've got maybe 10, 15 minutes left of the draft. So real quick, I'm going to run down these teams as they are right now. And I'll start with myself, and then Jerry, then Ricky. Aaron Rodgers, Julio Jones, Randall Cobb, Frank Gore, Giovanni Bernard, Brandon Pettigrew, Mike Wallace, St. Louis's defense, James Laurinaitis, Navarro Bowman. On my bench, Hakeem Nicks, Jonathan Dwyer, Ronnie Hillman, Ben Tate, E.J. Manuel, and Brian Arakpo. Brad Jackson would have been a good pick, too, but I don't know how much time I'm going to get. But, Jerry, run down your team real quick.
I have Michael Vick, Demaryius Thomas, Marcus Colston, All Day, MJD, Jordan Cameron, Monte Ball, Le'Veon Bell, Miles Austin, Chris Gibbons, Michael Floyd, Christine Michael, DeAndre Hopkins, Joe Flacco, Justin Blackmon. I haven't picked up any defense anybody yet. Yet.
Okay.
Damn it.
Chris Clinton.
He did it to me again. He did it to me again.
Hey, whose fault is that? Whose fault is that?
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Isn't that what you told me earlier? Whose fault is it?
You're exactly right. But I do have an alternate plan, and I'll pick this guy up, and I'll pick this guy up.
Not bad. Kush. You got the Kush. That's a good pick there, buddy.
Absolutely.
That's a very good pick. He's coming back, and they're putting him back to the outside. I don't think he's going to be in the middle. And if he gets to rush the passer again, that's going to be outstanding for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good pick. I give you credit on that. I was torn between him and Arakpo, but since Ricky wanted to rub London in my face, I said I might as well go ahead and get my other Redskin before he had a chance to get him.
Man, my defense was – that guy took
Tampa
two
Bay?
From me. Oh, he
Tampa
no, he
Bay
took two
Pittsburgh?
From me. No. He took two from me. I'm talking about my week one opponent.
Jay. Talking about
yeah,
Jay.
My week one opponent. Now I got to think, who the heck do I want on defense here? Oh, God. Who do I want on defense? Wow. This is going to be tough.
All right, Rick, run down your team real quick. You got about 5 minutes left.
You got Russell Wilson, Calvin Johnson, Victor Cruz, Matt Forte, Shane Vereen, Tony Gonzalez, Ronnie White, Chicago's defense, Chad Greenway, D'Amico Ryan, Roy Helu, Eli Manning, No'Shawn Moreno, Lance Moore, London Fletcher, Haywood Bay. Haven't picked a kicker yet.
All right, and that is your returning champions team.
Yeah, team full of auto pick maybe babies.
Maybe babies.
Maybe babies. My
like
man
that.
Rick.
I like
maybe
that.
Babies.
That's what they are, yo. A team full
maybe
of maybe
babies.
That's just like I said earlier, Calvin Johnson is on the block.
when this draft is over, you will be getting at least one, if not more, offers from me. I tell you that right
not
now.
Not a problem. I'm definitely going to be evaluating teams and making moves.
I just want to know, you know, what is it going to take to get one of them back from you, Jerry? I just want one.
Hey, make an offer. Make an offer.
Jerry, I don't know which one you're willing to part with.
I'm willing to part with everybody except AP. I'm willing
except
to part with
AP?
Everyone except AP. If and if you want AP, I'm part of the package is a running back coming back. Part of the package is a running back coming back.
What's for MJD?
Well, hey, you make an offer. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not looking at your team. I'm not worried about your team.
Hey Jerry. I put a sample out there now because I want to gauge where your interest at.
Exactly.
No. This is me, Jerry. This ain't
that's what I'm saying.
This is me.
I'm trying to gauge your interest.
Mm-hmm.
Calvin Johnson and let's say
and.
Because I'm going at AP. So
exactly. I know where he's headed. I know where he's headed. So he knows he needs to get somebody else along with Calvin Johnson. It's not just a one for one deal. That ain't happening.
Let me make this pick real quick. I really didn't want to do this pick, but I'm gonna do it because he may just help me out.
Yeah, that's a decent pick.
I only did it because what's his name is always iffy. Johnson, he's always iffy. Calvin Johnson and who is
really likes Calvin Johnson?
No, it was somebody on his team other than AT. I was looking at because I'm gonna make it sound good.
You want
Monte Ball? No, because I got no Sean. That's the only thing about that.
Okay.
Well, while he's thinking, Jerry, I will give you for MJD. I'll give you Ronnie Hillman. And yeah, that's an even deal right there. Ronnie Hillman for MJD.
Get the heck out of here! Stop! Stop!
That's
the type of BS deals you come up with. Come on!
I can give you.
Come on!
All right, Ronnie Hillman and Jonathan Dwyer.
That's the kind of BS deals you come up with.
Really?
Ronnie Hillman and Jonathan Dwyer. Well, why do I want Ronnie Hillman, when I have Monte Ball, and why do I want Jonathan Dwyer? No. I don't want a whole roster of handcuffs. Come on, stop.
Well, okay, then make me an offer. I know you want Ben Tate. I have no problem with
that. You make me an offer.
Here's the deal. I give you Ben Tate straight up for MJD.
Not even close. Ben Tate is a backup, regardless of what you're thinking about Arian Foster. He's still a backup, and NJD is the bell cow for Jacksonville Jaguars, regardless of what you think of Jacksonville. So that's not even close.
What do you want for him? That's what I'm saying. I can't
make an offer. I don't know what your team looks like.
Those
are BS offers, and you know it. Come on, stop. Those are BS.
Okay, we got 90 seconds left.
Wait.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got 90 seconds left of this show. We're going to go off the air, and the draft is actually coming to an end, so this actually worked out very well. We might not even have a kicker yet. We'll go over the teams in overtime real quick. It'll probably maybe 5 or 10 minutes in overtime. And, well, thank you guys for listening to the show. Hope you enjoyed our banter on our draft. And, tomorrow, Sunday, we're doing another live draft during the Master Plan. Check us out. This one's for ESPN. This is for $1,000, ladies and gentlemen. There won't be any of this BS going on, but for $1,000. We're going to talk about it tomorrow. Then on Monday, we've got a great guest coming on, Time Out with Sylvia Crawley. Thursday, we've got the FSU show, Jeff Black and Jerry doing their thing. Then Friday, it'll probably be another rerun of No Chaser until that guy comes back. Then you're right back around here again on Saturday.
Y'all dudes still talking, man?
After the first game of the season. Jesus. After the first game of the season, we're going to break down the first game of the season. The FSC Crucial will probably take you up to the first game of the season and talk to you about it. But Saturday, we're going to break it down. But ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Fan Sports Politics Show on Saturday. We'll see you here next Saturday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, we're about to go to overtime right now. Go ahead and make your deal, whatever deal you're going to make.
Jerry, you real heavy on this receiver spot. Good God Almighty.
Is that all you're going to say? I took it in overtime for you to just say that.
I have a stable of running backs, and I have a stable of wide receivers. I'm hurting on a quarterback. I'm not too confident of Michael Vick, even though I think he's going to have a pretty good year. But my backup, well, no, you know what? I'm fine in quarterback.
Hey,
I'm fine at quarterback.
Yeah, I was about to say, why are you tripping?
Mm-hmm.
Rick,
you just got to get you a solid backup. That's all
Rick,
you need.
You want from Matt
Forte? I have Michael Vick and I have Joe Flacco backing up.
I think you should go the other way around.
Well, hey, I have him on my team, so I can do that.
You're fine at the quarterback.
Yep. I think I am. So, like I said,
well, Rick,
make me an offer. You guys see somebody on my team? Anybody on my team is up for grabs. Let me put it that way. Everybody on my team is up for grabs, but the price has got to be there.
Okay, listen up real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Before we go off the air, Rick, I want to know what you want from Matt Forte. And let's go over our final teams that we just drafted. I'll start. Excuse me. Rick, I want you to start. I want Ricky to start. I want Jerry, then you, then me. Mike, you're going to close it all together and give your thoughts on each team. So, real quick, ladies and gentlemen, these are our 2013 Yahoo Penny Sports and Politics neighborhood street ball teams, starting with Ricky's team. Go ahead.
Calvin Johnson. I'm going in the order that it says on the draft. So
mm-hmm.
Calvin Johnson, Matt Forte, Victor Cruz, Roddy White, Russell Wilson, Tony Gonzalez, Shane Vereen, Chicago's defense, Roy Helu, Eli Manning, LeSean Moreno, Lance Moore, Chad Greenway, D'Amico Ryan, London Fletcher, Hayward Bay, Sean Green, and Josh Brown.
All right. Go ahead, Jerry. Well, no. Mike, tell them what you think about that team he got so far.
That team, for it to be auto pick, he's very flexible, and he seems to be comfortable with him, you know, just being flexible.
I actually am. I sat here and thought about it just now. It does look pretty tempting. You know what I'm saying? There's a couple of tweaks that I can make for it, but it's not bad.
It's not bad.
Okay, go ahead, Jerry. You're up next.
All right. I have Adrian Peterson, Maurice Jones-Drew, Demaryius Thomas, Monte Ball, Marcus Colston, Le'Veon Bell, Michael Vick, Miles Austin, Chris Givens, Jordan Cameron, Michael Floyd, Kristen Michael, DeAndre Hopkins, Joe Flacco, Justin Blackman, George Wilson, Brian Cushing, and Cleveland's defense.
Nice. You got a nice mob right there. You got a really nice team there. Just talking about your quarterback, I don't think you as weak in the quarterback position as you think you are.
Like I said, I thought about it, and you're right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Your running backs are strong. Your wide receivers are good. Defense is not bad. Defense is not bad at all. Should be very formidable this year. Very formidable this year.
All right.
But I would really listen to them trades, man, because my cousin
he thinks he's a wheeler until he think he a wheeler and deal.
I mean, how you want to throw me? Jesus Christ.
I'm not throwing you under the bus. I'm just stating the truth, man. You're a little frugal. You know what I mean? You're a little frugal. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I like to do things my way.
I can see that.
Be quiet. This is my team. And then I'm going to tell you what Yahoo graded each one. Shut up. Then I'll tell you what Yahoo graded each team. My team, first pick, Aaron Rodgers. Julio Jones, Frank Gore, Randall Cobb, Giovanni Bernard, Mike Wallace, Hakeem Nicks, Jonathan Dwyer, Ronnie Hillman, Ben Tate, James Laurinaitis, Navarro Bowman, the Rams defense, E.J. Manuel, Brandon Pettigrew, Brian Arakpo, Steven Hauschka, the kicker for Seattle, and my last pick was Tyler Eifert for Cincinnati. Even though I know Jermaine Gresham is the starting tight end, Eifert catches the ball way better than him, and they're going to go to a lot of two-man sets in Cincinnati, two tight end sets. And that tells me one's going to be blocking and one's going to be pass catching. There's going to be
who's your quarterback? You said Rodgers and who else?
E.J. Manuel.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a little weak there. You're strong at defense, but you're gonna have to step your quarterback game up. Go up against Curry.
The quarterback game.
Yeah,
really?
You had to. Yeah, man. EJ Manuel,
wow.
I'm not on him.
EJ Manuel is a backup for 1 week. He doesn't matter to me. Except for 1 week. That's on the bye week of Aaron Rodgers. So I need a quarterback that's going to be salvageable for 1 week. That's all I need. I mean, I hope
you're not going up against Jerry that week.
I'll tell you who I'm going to get up against week four. I'll tell you right now. Week four, I play Marco M. whatever. Marco M's team, the one that kept, he was doing okay. I played Jerry the following week.
Okay.
So why did he get that? So I'm not worried about that. Let me see what Yahoo graded everyone's draft at.
Where can you see that at?
There. Normally they put it on the front page, but it's probably going to be after shortly after everybody gets up out of the draft room. On the front page, it'll tell you right now it says the best draft went to Don's Dandy Team.
Yeah, I know
and,
that.
And they think he had the best draft. But under that, instead of the Brandon's big board, it'll say all the grades for everybody that Yahoo gave. And that'll probably be up in the next 5-10 minutes or so. But, ladies and gentlemen, right now, and I'm about to change my roster because right now it says Ricky should beat me by 3 points, but that's not going to happen at all, period. You can put that away and smoke that somewhere else.
Why is it? It's always got to be close games when I play. God, Jesus.
The close games you play who?
Meheran. We're separated by about a point. In projections. Ugh.
Yeah. It happens, homie. It happens. But, anyway, I'm trying to wait to see if the projections, the grades come out or are up on this league. But it's not right now, so I guess we'll have to wait and see. We'll have to wait and see. But right now, projected again, they're saying Ricky should beat me by 3, which I strongly disagree. But you never know what will happen. Oh, I know why. Duh. That's not what I wanted to do. Take that Bama out. Put that dude in.
Look, you see how he has to set his team to beat my team, right? I haven't even touched it. I'm in another draft right now, and already. That's how much people got to think playing against the champ. So that's understandable. You know, once you set your team, then I'll set my team.
I give two rats for toots. You know.
We know. You did when you drafted your team, too. You gave two rats whatever.
Shut up.
It reflects on the board.
No, not necessarily. Why do they think running isn't going to touch the ball? I don't get that. He's starting running. I know Peyton may like to throw it, but geez.
No, nobody said Ronnie Hillman won't touch it. What I'm saying is,
not you. I'm saying right now, Yahoo is saying that Ronnie Hillman is going to get like 10 points. He gets a point per touch.
Right.
I think he's going to run the ball maybe more than 10 times.
He will, but I mean, you have to. I told you get off them Yahoo reports. Your best thing is ESPN and NFL Network. Leave them Yahoo reports alone.
Yeah, Yahoo is definitely the bottom of the barrel.
Leave them points alone. I'm telling you right now, Knowshon got that third down wrapped up. Ronnie Hillman and your boy Monty Ball, they're going to be in a share game. That's the bad part about it. Knowshon Moreno doesn't have to share because they want to protect Peyton when it's time to throw the ball. And all hands are always on deck. Moreno is like a quarterback there.
I'm gonna wrap this show up because this grading has not come out yet, and I'm a little bothered by it. I wanted to wait for it to come up, but
we'll go over it tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah, we'll go over it tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's fine. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you again for listening to Fantasy Sports and Politics Saturday edition. We try our best to give you all the information and entertainment that we can. We're all very good guys. We know what we're doing. Even when you're throwing a curveball every now and then, you learn to adjust. And hopefully, you listen to the show, you enjoy the show, and we give you a little information to help you get your team together.
Anything
you want to say,
Gary?
Okay. Rick, Jerry, anything you want to say before we get off the air?
Tune in tomorrow. First half hour of the show is going to be probably talking about this draft and talking about the up-and-coming draft that starts at 10:30. And then the last half hour or hour of the show, I think I'm going to make it about a two-hour show. So the first half hour will be a recap or preview of what's going to take place at 10:30, which is another draft starts. And then we'll walk through the draft pick by pick or play team by team. And it'll be a two-hour show, a draft show. That's all it is.
Jerry, I'll be waiting. I'll be waiting. That's all I got to say. I'll be waiting. I'll be looking at my inbox.
Okay. I thought you were going to make an offer for whoever you wanted, with Calvin included.
It's probably going to be Calvin and I'm trying to think. Say she said something about a running back. I got to make sure I'm doing the right thing here when I do this. But, of course, you know AP is the target.
Yes, I know that.
Well, Mr. Stevens, I'm interested in Matt Forte.
I have to look at – I don't know who you have on your team. I really don't be listening when you be talking about your team. So
Wow. Really? Okay.
Hey, Jerry.
That
is a typical DC boo right there. 100%.
That is a great ignorant.
That's great.
That wasn't great.
That was so funny.
That was terrible. That's what it was. people that look at. I don't want to talk to you right now. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to Fame Sports Policy. Mike, you got anything you want to say before we get off the air?
Peace and blessings. Oh, Minnesota cut Antoine Winfield.
Yeah, they was not
down
Minnesota.
No, Antoine Winfield went to Seattle.
I mean Seattle. Wow. Really?
Really?
Yeah, they cut him.
We need to pick him up.
Cut him.
We were about to sign him, but he wanted too much money. So I don't know.
We don't need him.
I'm telling you this. I'll say this right now.
They might get him because they cut Chase. They cut Chase Minifield.
But the other part is this. The games I did watch, our DBs are getting beat deep. And with that safety help with a rookie back there, and Merriweather may or may not be back there because he's injury prone, we're going to need some help at the DB position because we get toasted. And I guarantee you that Jackson and Cooper, they're going on some nine routes. And that's not going to be funny, getting embarrassed at home, getting beat deep like that. I mean, I'd pick him up, give him the league minimum because he just got cut. And if he didn't want to take the millions of dollars you're going to give him at first, that's cool. Now I'm going to give you the veteran minimum to make my team, and I'll put one of my other players on injury reserve so I can keep him. That's just like I'll treat him just like that. But anyway, that's all I got to say on the show today. I appreciate you guys coming on. And I like Jerry and Rick, I've got like three or four more drafts later on today that I got to get to. So I hope everybody, again, enjoyed the show. We'll catch you next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. All right. JT.
With that being said, with from Macau, from Ricky, and from Vic and myself, you've been listening to...
Fantasy Sports and Politics.
You wanna talk back, you in the right place. So take a step back before I get all up in your face. I know you got your little views, you know I got mine. But there's like 50 other dudes holding on the phone line. Your voice will be heard, sir.
Next caller, please.
And if I don't concur, we can agree to disagree.
We're talking Fantasy Sports.